crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet.
That's sleigh bells.
Yeah. Oh, yes, the Christmas spirit is here.
Ding dong merrily on. Hi, everybody.
What are we talking about today?
I thought I'd just kind of go over some Christmas words. I mean, yeah, because like none of them are really go deep enough for a full, you know,
segment?
Chat. But I thought we'd just kind of go over some of them.
I'm into it. Let's get festive.
Yeah. I have been holding in being festive for a really long time, and this feels like the moment really let loose.
Nice. Perfect. You came with your own sleigh bells today. Just a chunky necklace.
Just a chunky necklace. Yeah. So, I mean, we all know where the word Christmas comes from itself, right?
Yes. Christ.
Christ, the anointed one.
Yes.
It's his mass. And so
what's a mass?
It's like the liturgy, the service.
Okay.
So it's like it's essentially like the feast day, the day that you have a service for Christ. And mass comes from like church Latin, meaning like you can go now, basically.
You're dismissed.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. It's from ite missa est, go. It is the sending. So the bit at the end where they tell you to leave, everyone's like, that's what we should call it.
So is that you're celebrating Christ because it's Christ's birthday? Or have I got this wrong?
I mean, there's a lot to go into there, but yes. So essentially, at a certain point, they decided that Christ's birthday was in December. There's a bit of... this is not about words, really, but we could talk about Christmas.
History's good. Yeah.
So, like, they decided way back in Roman times that they would start, you know, when they took on Christianity as the official state religion, they thought, okay, we've got to celebrate the feast of Christ at a certain time. They chose the end of December, possibly because it coincided with this thing called Sol Invictus, where you celebrate the birth of the sun. But also
that
possibly...
cool.
Yeah, it does sound cool. But also possibly, and... I prefer this theory because it's 9 months after March 25th, which was like agreed by a bunch of like smart research people to be when Jesus was conceived.
Ooh, okay.
So basically the idea is that they looked for, you know, what kind of things happened in zero that would like precipitate a great cosmic event. And they're like, oh, a bunch of stuff happened on March 25th. That's probably when he was like...
Conceived.
And then so you just add 9 months onto that. But it's not, yeah. So like people are like, oh, it's just the solstice. They followed onto this from the solstice. But in the Eastern Orthodox Church, Christmas was in the start of January. Like,
that's really
the
interesting.
7th.
I never
so
really
it's
thought
not
about that.
Solstice. Yeah.
Did you know my birthday's on solstice?
On December 25th.
Yeah, 21st. Oh, 21st. I thought solstice was the 21st.
I think it's, yeah.
A little bit variable.
It's all confusing,
things
isn't
move
it?
Around. Well, they've changed the calendar as well. Anyway, so that's what that's what Christmas is. That one's pretty straightforward. With the solstice-y stuff, though, Yule. And Yuletide.
Just doing some slightly intensified sleigh bells for every time you actually mention a festive word. Yule.
So Yule is, like, pretty mysterious. It's essentially, like... some kind of old Norse / like Northern England, some kind of winter festivity that we don't really know about because we mainly know about it because they kept using the word.
Okay.
So
they didn't really describe what the word was. They just kept being like, Yule, everyone knows Yule.
Well, we don't really hear about it until like Christmas has already taken over.
Okay.
So it originally is like Gaol. In Old English and like other Germanic pagan groups are using this term. Yeah, and it kind of just, it means that kind of time period.
Okay, it's a catch-all.
Yeah, and it kind of just like carries over a little bit. Apparently in the north of England, people used to go around yelling, Yule on Christmas. Tide is just like an old-fashioned word meaning season.
Okay, so it's the Yule season.
I always think of mule, the animal. Whenever I hear Yuletide, because I had no idea what it really meant.
Yeah, it's just this like weird old pagan hangover, which is pretty cool, I think. There's also a theory.
Yes.
Because the Old Norse variant of it is Jule. And there's a theory that goes into French as Jolif. And then comes back into English as Jolly.
Jolly. Oh.
Yeah, as in meaning festive.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that's like... obviously, it's extremely murky when you're talking about this kind of, like, It's easy with like Greek and Latin stuff because they all have loads of books. But when you're talking about like old English, they all got like conquered.
Yeah. Can I ask a question about Christmas, the word?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know how it got the X?
That's the cross.
No, maybe I can look into that next time. But I believe it is the cross. It's
for Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But I'll do a proper look at that.
Thank you.
So the other one is Noel.
Noel.
Yes.
Noel.
So this
Noel.
Essentially just comes from the same root as like natal, like nativity. Okay. So it's just birth.
Oh.
It's because you're easy. Celebrating the birth.
Say Noel again.
Noel.
Intensifies. Aww.
Yeah, and then I guess the only other one, do we know where Santa Claus comes from?
The name Santa Claus.
The name Santa Claus?
Nicholas, is it?
Yeah, but how?
Oh, I don't know.
How did we get Santa Claus's name?
It comes via Dutch.
Ah, of course.
Yeah, so Saint Nicholas goes into Dutch as Sint Niklaas.
Oh, yes.
And then they kind of give him like a little jaunty nickname, Sinterklaas.
Sinterklaas.
Oh. Which then when a bunch of Dutch people move to America... Then they start, it kind of gets anglicized.
As Santa Claus.
As Santa Claus, yeah.
So I actually never knew how he got from St. Nicholas to Santa Claus. Because they are quite different.
Yeah, and so the more traditional gift-giving ceremony that like our modern Christmas tradition comes out of is like in Holland, they do like all these weird like puzzles and riddles over like 5 days.
Sounds like a bit of you.
For Santa Claus. Do we all know what St. Nicholas was famous for?
No, what was St. Nicholas famous for?
You don't forgiving gifts?
No.
So I was going to say, surely it's coming down the chimney.
He punched a guy in the face.
Oh, I didn't know this.
That wasn't
very festive.
There are stories about him like giving gifts, etc. Like you can look into it. That stuff's not super exciting. A lot of people were giving people gifts.
Well, it is lots of exciting.
I guess it is exciting now.
But
the really exciting thing is that he was an actual bishop. And he punched this guy called Arius in the face.
Because, why?
Because Arius was the progenitor of this thing called the Arian heresy or the Arian controversy, where not to get
drama.
Too much into like theology here, but he basically was like God came first and Jesus came after. And everyone was like, oh, you can't say that. And he was like, nah, totally, God came first and then Jesus came. Like they're both pretty cool, but definitely God and then Jesus, they didn't arrive at the same time.
And he didn't agree with that.
And then Saint Nicholas, that was meant to make more of a slapping sound, punched him in the face.
We do our own Foley
here. And got like stood down from being a bishop for a minute.
Oh no.
Sleigh bells for that.
Yeah. But that mighty ecclesiastical punch. It meant that the
phrases I didn't think I was going to hear this morning.
It meant that Arianism did not, you know, end up in official church doctrine.
Far out. And the more you know, eh?
Yeah.
Mm. Amelia,
so that's it.
I've enjoyed this.
Can I ask you a question, Amelia?
Sure.
Do you have a favorite board game?
I don't know. Nah. I don't think I do have
fair
a favourite
enough.
Board game.
Fair enough. Amelia Discreet, thank you very much for Festive Words today. Shall we have a little sleigh bell to send us off?
Aw. God bless ye, everyone. Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.